probiotic. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Deborah Brewster's with us, and we've been talking about debtor's prison, mortgages, private mortgages, buying property, pitfalls, and now we're going to talk about should you buy a home in today's market. Deborah's a real estate investor. She's had as many as 110 properties. Now, I'm not just talking about single-family homes. I'm talking about shopping centers, large properties in that mix of 110 properties at one time. Who do you know? Just think of all the people you know, even all the people you've read about. Can you name one who's had 110 properties at one time? Well, Deborah Brewster has. She's a CEO, a CFO, and she's passionate about real estate. Deborah, your thoughts on buying a home right now?
Well, like I said, Vince, you know, having just spent my entire life, everything I've done professionally tied around real estate, I thought it was the pathway to a security. Mm-hmm. And looking at where we stand today in the economy, my perspective has entirely changed. From that 110 properties, which we're talking I owned about 4 years ago, so we're not talking that long ago, currently I own six. And, you know, my objective was if I can pay off all of these mortgages and if I simply just maintain the current rental income, even if I didn't raise the rents, which, of course, they will go up, I would be able to have an income replacement, not replace all of my income, but at least a pathway to a secure retirement, because I can't trust things like Social Security being there. The projections just don't pan out. And so even looking at this, you know, the six that I own, which one I live in, I'm even, like I said, rethinking that even if I can, you know, go the next 10, 12 years and pay off all of those homes where they could be totally debt-free. To the average worker out there, I would say absolutely do not buy more than one home. If I had it to do all over again, I don't even think that I would own the five additional properties that I own. And they were all purchased prior to kind of going to the hookup meetings and, you know, really kind of, you know, taking a greater reflection where the economy and the direction this country is going. But I would own one, and you cannot look at it as an investment. I mean, even if real estate goes up 3 or 4% a year, which is nothing, what is the average interest? I mean, right now we're at absolutely probably a 35-year historical low, but the trends are it is going up. So let's say if in a year from now it's even at 5.5%. Well, if real estate prices are only going up 3-4% a year, you're actually losing money. But now, needless to say, you are getting a house to live in. But I would just tell people your goal should be buy what you have the ability to pay in full by the time you go into retirement. Don't assume that any pension plan, don't assume that any Social Security, any safety nets are going to be there. Buy less than what you can afford. I mean, you know, my previous home that I sold, I've downsized, but I still live in a fairly large home. I had a 6,300 square foot home for me and my husband. You know, our society was bigger was better, but in reality, those days don't exist. You know, we need to be faithful. we really need. If you can live in a 1,500 square foot home, you're talking to the, you know, the queen of real estate investing. I would tell you, buy less than what you can afford. Make sure you can retire that mortgage. Live beneath your needs. Be prepared, if you have to walk away from whatever you've invested in. I mean, if we have a social collapse and the infrastructure isn't coming to our homes and you don't have sewer and you don't have, you know, water, you very well could be faced with having to even walk away from that very home. So you better have alternative methods of living. Have an RV. Have, you know, have more than one place to go. So real estate as a safety, no, I don't look at things the same way any longer. And I pray to God I can either sell the homes I own, the rental properties, or absolutely pay them off and pay them off quickly. Because I don't trust where we're at in this country. Don't ever look at real estate as an investment thinking things are going to get greener. I'm sorry, I do not believe it. And I hope that I can save someone the grief and the anguish that is associated with being leveraged in real estate. I hate to say it. You're talking to someone that, again, has spent their life in real estate, an investor, developer. I look at things entirely different. And you know what? The government, the only reason we kept things going is they were buying up all these mortgage-backed securities with the quantitative easing, $85 billion a month or whatever the number was. That's going away. What's going to happen? This little facade that things are okay. They're not okay. You know, prepare. Just prepare. Be cautious. You know, run, frankly, if you can.
Deborah, I hear your passion, and I absolutely agree with you completely. And as you were saying this, I was thinking about the media. And I was thinking about the media portraying Donald Trump as a brilliant, brilliant real estate investor. Bigger is better. More opulent is better. Build it and they will come. That's not the case. That's not the case. Donald Trump has been bankrupt 3 times. That means that he has failed in a major, major way, couldn't pay his bills 3 times. And some people wanted him to be president. What? What were they?
Well, that just shows you the moral decay, first of all, in our country. I mean, he has, you know, we think some other presidents were bad. He'll make Kennedy look perhaps sweet in terms of, you know, his lifestyle, his seediness. But, you know, he has made money. But what people fail to realize is that, you know, how many people have $150 million, you know, passed down from their family? I mean, you know, of us that, you know, I started with nothing. I mean, literally nothing. And had to make great sacrifices. I didn't have it handed to me. I wasn't, you know, part of the super elite, the one percenters that had everything handed and, you know, somebody protecting my back. So, you know, that's a facade, and thank God, you know, he isn't in that position. You know, there are other, you know, more suitable candidates, certainly, that I believe. But again, getting back to whether to buy or to not buy. The question is to me, underbuy, you know, live beneath your means, because these are perilous times that we live in. Don't take it for granted that you're going to be able to keep that roof over your head. It used to be if the saying was, if you couldn't heat the kitchen, you know, get out of the kitchen, or something along that line, a cliche.
If you couldn't stand the heat, Get out of the kitchen.
There we go. But in reality, we can't assume that we're going to have the incomes that allow us to make these mortgage payments. I mean, you go in, be very careful. Very, very careful.
Well, let me share with you the story of our daughter. And our daughter was, she graduated with her master's degree at 19 years old.
Wow.
And she was homeschooled. She got her MBA at 19. And she was offered a job in a city, and she thought she would take it. It was a really, really good job. And so we talked about where she would live, and we decided as a family that we wanted her to be safe. So we decided to buy a house for her. And what she would do is she would pay us as if she were paying rent. And we would keep that money that she was paying us to rent that house from us. And that would be her money. And when we sold the property, we would give her the money back that she paid in rent. Now, what we were trying to do is teach her about the value of money. So she had to come up with the rental payment, which was a fair rental for that property. It wasn't higher nor lower than it should have been. And then we sold that property at a profit, and she got another job which paid her literally twice as much as she was making at the first job. So it was time to move and get her another house. Now this time, I had a completely different strategy. We had Obama in the White House, and I said to her, I am very, very concerned about the real estate values. No longer is a home an investment. It is very difficult to be a real estate investor and ride on appreciation of the property through leverage. It's a really dangerous thing to do. So for the first time in my life, I said, here's what I think the strategy should be. We will put the absolute minimum down, the minimum down on this property, because when these magicians leave office, that property may collapse in price, and the people who have been hired to be in the community surrounding Washington, D.C., which is where she lives, may all get fired. Or a substantial portion of them may lose their jobs. And the price of the house will collapse. Crime will enter. And you're going to want to escape. And you're going to want to walk away. Because everyone else is going to do the same thing. If that's the case, we want the minimum position in terms of equity in that house, which is completely opposite of how I was raised and what I was taught in school. Deborah, when we come back, would you please offer your comments on that strategy at this time in the marketplace? Deborah Brewster, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're speaking passionately, opening our own stories up to you to share our thoughts on what's really happening and what we're doing. We'll be right back.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Deborah Brewster's with us, and she's a real estate investor. I just love it when she's on the air with us. I was telling you the story about buying a home with our daughter, for our daughter originally, and then the next home, we returned the money to her that she paid us for rent for her first home, and she used that to buy her second home. Second home was twice the home of her first home, and the reason that she bought that one with our approval and permission was because it was in a safer neighborhood. Okay, so the advice that I gave her was minimum down, which is contrary to everything I typically would believe, because she is living within commuting distance to Washington, D.C. Because of that, I believe that there is a ramp up in housing. There are a lot of people that have moved in working for the government in these make work kinds of jobs. FBI, CIA, those kind of people are working and living in this community where she lives. I feel that the whole thing is going to collapse, and I did not want her to lose equity in the home. So the plan was live there, and when it collapses, walk away. Including, don't even furnish it with things that you are willing, that you are not willing to leave when you run away from the property when it collapses. That was my advice and counsel to her. Deborah, would you comment on your reaction to what I advised her? This was 2 years ago.
My entire career, I spent leveraging, using other people's money, meaning institutional players, investors, whatever the case may be. Now, of course, I have my own skin into the deal as well. Mm-hmm. That was always my mantra. You're using it for a different reason than what I did. I believed I could control more assets the greater leverage I had, which, you know, was to some degree a great financial hardship to me when the economy changed rapidly. You know, as a commercial investor, you have to go and requalify for your loans every year, you know, go back in and, you know, get an extension on your lines of credit. you know, when you're putting leverage at play, and they want to make sure that, you know, your position is relatively secure based on the value of the collateral. You're looking at it as a prepper. Things are changing. People are living now in these urban areas, which are going to become very, very dangerous. They're not like in the old days where people, you know, as we spoke, you know, they have coal, they produce their own energy, you know, they grew a garden, took the coal ash through it, had nice dirt, and they had their little gardens in the urban areas. We're not in that type of, you know, climate any longer, or let's say society. The urban areas now are pockets of just crime and violence. So, yes, I agree in that particular case. However, as a prepper, I believe most people that when they're seeking to buy should buy away from, you know, high concentrations of population. Buy a house that can meet your prepper demands. Do you have the ability to grow food there? Do you have the ability to have sufficient water storage? Do you have the ability to have alternative heating sources? When you make a real estate decision, look at it as an extension of your well-being. Every decision with real estate must be made. Is this going to be a safe place for me to hide and live if everything goes to crap? Now, that being said, you better have alternative plans. You know, have a trailer. If you have to vacate, if where you live is no longer safe, be able to take your food provisions, your water, maybe some generators, have a trailer ready to go, have an RV, have that thing prepped. You have to have double contingency plans. Yes, take advantage of the low interest rate environment. It's certainly not going to get any better. And if you can, even get a reverse mortgage. If you're in, you know, over 65 or whatever is the age of getting a reverse mortgage, don't leave the equity sitting there, because you can stop making mortgage payments and pull out income. Why would you want the income just, or the equity sitting there, if you can get the benefit of pulling your equity out and not having to make mortgage payments? That's the best of both worlds. So look at that home. Is that this, you know, you're the patriarch for your family. Your daughter could come live with you. But most people have to be able to provide and protect themselves. You know, people have elderly parents that are now coming to live with them. And they have the college-age kids that are on their health care till they're 26, because the fundamentals of our country have changed so much. So that house, look at it. It could be your lifeline. This is not a game. That investment, you better just strategically think about every decision that you make.
Deborah Brewster, Vint Finelli, and Mike Parsons from Tennessee is on the line. He'll be on with us right after the...
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Deborah Brewster's with us, and she mentioned something that I am certain she believes in. That's living below a person's means. Class, I do that. I live way below our means. And I have no debt. No debt. And maybe that's one of the reasons why I can do what I do here on the air, because I don't have anybody that can really tell me what to do. I've been fired 7 times for being on the air, and each time I get fired, I love it, because I replace that station that fired me with 2 other stations, or 2 other outlets, or satellite, or something like that. I love it when I get fired. But because I don't have a job, and because I am financially independent, not wealthy, but financially independent, because I live below my means, I can do what I do. Mike Parsons is with us, and Mike is joining us from Tennessee. He's a USAPrepares.com instructor, a commercial pilot, and a farmer. Welcome, Mike.
Good morning, all. I was listening intently, and I just wanted to see if I could call in and make a comparative response. The things that you spoke about earlier in regard to your daughter's situation with land. And I want to share this with you because it's not that frequently, but there are just a handful of people that I personally know that have foresight, including yourself, Sam Bushman, and a few others that I've met personally. And there's another Michael Parsons out there. He is a world-famous surfer. And what makes him heads and shoulders above the rest is he has the ability to look far out into the ocean and see the one ripple or rise on the horizon that is that one wave that will surpass all other waves. And that's the one he attaches to and rides out. And that same philosophy you apply in your daily life, in your preparation, and your philosophy of managing your affairs financially. Deborah seems to be doing the same thing. She plans contingencies. When I was a manager with Federal Express, it was all about contingency planning. So that being said, those people that can look farthest out and to see what's on the horizon, the wave that is coming up, which will be the one to ride. Like 2 days ago, I told Mrs. Parsons, go to this website. Here it is. You can get 95-watt light bulbs for 35 cents a piece, and you can order 100-watt light bulbs for 50 cents a piece. Order 240 of each and get that done immediately. She didn't. Today, the 95-watt bulbs are all gone, and the 100-watt bulbs are 61 cents a piece, and they're on the back order. They don't know if they can get them. But if you want to go ahead and commit your money, they will be glad to give you credit towards another purchase, which means if they revalue these light bulbs to, let's say, $2 a piece, they'll give you what you would have paid for these other bulbs at 61 cents a piece at $2 a piece. So you're going to basically be getting one-fourth of what you were otherwise going to get. That's what happens when you hesitate. So,
Mike, let me share with you something that is called Max's Law. Deborah, I don't know if I've shared this with you. Max's Law. Buy the best, pay cash, and take delivery. Now, if you violate any one of those three terms, you have you've not complied with Max's Law. Now, Mike can't get delivery on those bulbs. It's too late. Okay? And buy the best, that doesn't mean buy a Rolls Royce. That means buy the best value. So does that make sense? Buy the best, pay cash, take delivery. Deborah, do you agree with that?
I absolutely do. And like I said, I think there's more people out there like myself who I am not debt-free. However, the mortgages that I own, I don't have 30-year mortgages. I'm buying quarter-million-dollar homes and having amortized loans between 5 to 10 years. So I'm making tremendous sacrifice to own these properties free and clear with the expectation to have an income replacement. It's like a self-directed IRA. I am using real estate as that mechanism, not because though I believe in the appreciation. If anything, I believe in the depreciation of the real estate. If you look back, and I went to the census.gov website and looked at housing prices in the last 40 years, now they started tracking it since 1963, when the median price, meaning the price that occurred, the sales price most frequently, a house was $18,000. But if you use 1970, it was $23,400. 2010, the median price was $221,800. Now people can go, wow, that was a lot of appreciation. No. That is a 90% devaluation in our dollar. One thing that Census Bureau doesn't really reflect, people were paying interest on those real estate mortgages. If you really count that, oh my God, we'd be a couple 100% negative equity on those real estate investments. So don't do it as an investment in as such. I can assume if those homes are free and clear and there is zero value to them, so someone's got to live someplace, and if people don't own and I'm getting rental income, at least I'm getting real dollars. If I have paper money in stocks and the market crashes, I won't even have an expectation of income, but at least I can have some degree of an expectation of income regardless of how real estate prices go up, and I'm assuming they will never go up. So, again, buy the best. If you can do it, pay cash. Yes, it's a little bit harder when you're picking up $1.5 million of real estate. Now, I don't know too many people that can write that check. But at the same point, I am very strategic in what I'm trying to do. And believe me, it's very painful to make those real estate mortgages because they don't get the rental income now. But I'm making the sacrifice of taking extra income and accelerating paying down the mortgages. But on the same breath, again, use the reverse mortgages. I think that that's a concept. It can create cash flow if you only own one home without having to make a mortgage payment and the ability to stay in that home until you pass.
Mike Parsons, you are a farmer. You raise animals and you raise hay. And I believe that you live below your means. Is that correct?
I would appear to not. If you look at the assets that I have, that we possess, you would say these people are probably doing quite well. But the reality is that I've never owned a brand new car. I've never had a car note in my life. I virtually pay cash and carry. If I can't pay cash and carry, I don't engage. And the things that I have, such as my home, I built myself, and I don't inquire a large amount of debt. That's one thing that my father taught me, and that was passed down through the generations. And so my philosophy of investing is somewhat different than the average person.
Okay, and that's the same. That's the same with me, Mike. Now, Deborah, Mike, let's start with Deborah. Mike, my feeling on your home is if you can turn your home into something that generates income, that's a great thing to do as compared to having income come from someplace else and paying with after-tax dollars for your home. So in Mike's case, Mike Parsons' case, and my case, we both live on farms, and our farm actually generates some amount of income, and it covers the cost of living in the home because they're debt-free. Do you agree with that, Mike?
I do, but I look at it as a somewhat of a philosophy of plugging the leaks in the boat. If the boat is full of your cash, the money that the resources that you acquire through your efforts, all these holes could be like a utility bill, a grocery bill, taxes. Those are holes in the boat, and the way to maintain the reservoir of cash or the resources in the boat is to plug the holes, i.e., if you've got a farm and you can deduct the tax of the home, the various things that allow you to make these deductions, you're plugging that hole. If you grow your own food, you're plugging that hole. If you have your own resource for generating other income streams or ways to plug the other holes, utilities, there's all kinds of things that you can not spend money on.
Mm-hmm. And that's I agree with that. I have a different term.
I think your choices are fabulous choices. They just weren't the right choice for me. I did not grow up in a farming environment. So this whole thing, the concept of prepping, has been a tremendous learning curve. I grew up in suburbia, living in very large, nice, you know, communities, golf course gated communities, things of this nature. I have changed my standard of living. I honestly, you know, you may not believe this, but I would buy rental properties that were $750,000, and that was like nothing for me to buy. That seemed cheap. Now I live in a home that's about a $300,000 home. So, and if my rental properties were more than 2.5 times what my primary residence is, I have made a major shift. Unfortunately, you know, the predispositions that we all have in life, mine was weighed towards real estate. I had a different perspective, perhaps the most erroneous. but I have changed. And those houses I own, they're in my subdivision. I can look out pretty much any window in my home, see my rentals. We're establishing our own community survival group within my community. I'm putting the renters. I have a doctor that lives, rents one of my properties, an RN that rents the others. I have a financier who I don't need him so much that lives in one of my properties. So I'm picking the people around me that I can pull together with in times of trouble. So quite a different scenario, but I think your way is a wonderful way. It's just, you know, I'm changing, and it takes a while for a rudder to change a boat. But like I said, I'm the watchwoman on the tower. I'm trying to save people grief.
Mike, you want to stay through the break?
If you got a moment, I'd be glad to.
Okay. Mike Parsons is going to stay with us from Tennessee, USAPreparedness.com instructor. He's been to the meetups, been to the expos. We know each other. Deborah Brewster, meetups, expos, comes to the meetup, presents. We'll be right back.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete kit with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the season
for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, a couple quick notes. Meet up on Monday. We're not sure. Depending on the weather, if it's really cold like we expect in the negative numbers in Springfield, Missouri on Monday, we will not have a meetup. So please go to the website, usaprepares.com, and we'll have the latest information. So before you venture out, check to see if we're going to have it. Also, I've gotten a number of questions about the generator that I purchased for the farm. I've had this before. It's an MEP002A. It's a 5,000-watt generator. So I have a picture of it on the website. It's not exactly the one I bought. Mine is tan, but it's the same configuration. So if you want to see what it looks like, page one, usaprepares.com. I paid $1,400 for it and without batteries. It needs $150 worth of batteries. And I've also gotten a number of questions about where I bring my cows when I sell them, and I bring them to the Lebanon Livestock Auction in Phillipsburg, Missouri. Lebanon Livestock Auction. They treat my animals the way I treat them. So that's why I use Lebanon Livestock Auction. So there you have it. Deborah, we're talking about if you buy a property, I think the consensus is that you buy, if you're going to buy a property now, it should be the one that you're going to live in. Be away from the collapse. If it has income potential, that's what you want, like a farm, etc. Is that right?
Absolutely. Like I said, I'm envious of how you have lived your lifestyle debt-free.
Well, Deborah, I've invited you to come out. I'd love to have you and your husband come on out, and we'll show you the area. And you'll get to see the backhoe, the batwing mower, the tractors, the generator, the way we live. But it's away from entertainment. But I have no desire to be entertained. I literally have no desire to be entertained. Mike, is that similar to your lifestyle?
It is. We don't do a lot of things that a lot of people invest their time in, but the things that we do, ultimately, at the end of the day, they will sustain us and our family, those people that we care about, our animals, for the duration. And if you look back, there was a time when this land was occupied by different people, and those people were swindled out of their land. And you have to realize, what happened to them, whether it be through fraudulent legal practices or through diseases that were brought upon them or whatever, Look at what's happening today. People's land is being stolen, land that's paid off. Banks are claiming that it's their land. They're going to court, and they're seizing possession of the land. They're arresting people for having livestock and other types of commodities that they've grown and had forever, and they're putting them in prison, and they've got now the risk of the fallout from Fukushima all over this land. And, of course, at the tune of $85 billion a month, the Federal Reserve is buying up mortgage-backed securities so that when the land is vacated of all the cockroaches, as they refer to us, then they can turn it over to the Chinese, who they own trillions to, and then those people can send all their overpopulated men over here to mine the land for all the resources that it's got. And what happens to us? Well, if you don't have land in South America, they've got a work camp, I'm sure, at one of these local prisons that will keep you occupied.
Deborah, what are your thoughts about that?
It's scary, but I do believe that the underlying words that he speaks, just the words he speaks, are true. We're in a new America. The paradigm shift has occurred, and the odds are stacked against us. So, you know, get that property. Make sure you're making a choice that can prepare you for survival. If you're going to live in a suburban area such as myself, always have contingency plans. Be ready for anything and everything. Trust no one, trust nothing. You know, trust yourself. Obviously, you have to bring your community survival people together and those that are like-minded. But don't trust the system. Don't trust the government. Don't trust that things will always be the same, because they won't be. And if you don't see the writing on the wall, you're going to perish. I mean, just like the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Mike Parsons, thanks so much for being with us. Deborah Brewster, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.